Turn your living room into a joyful, hands-free playroom with Cocomelon Sing and Play with JJ. Your child sings, moves, and learns right alongside JJ and friends, all on the big screen. It's designed thoughtfully to spark speech, rhythm, and coordination through songs and active play. Try an ad-free, safe, and interactive way to make screen time part of their learning and growth. Parents love how easy it is, voice-controlled and frustration-free. Kids love every moment of singing, laughing, and playing along. It's fun for them, and it's feel-good for you. Available now in the Volley app on your smart TV. Just search Volley in your TV's app store and start your free trial of Cocomelon Sing and Play with JJ today. That's Cocomelon Sing and Play with JJ. Available now in the Volley app on your smart TV. Search Volley and start your free trial today.
Volley.
Welcome back to Brain Explorers, the podcast where we go beyond the limits of what we know to discover what might be. I'm your host, Alma, and today we're opening a door, not just into our brains, but into an infinite number of possible brains, in an infinite number of possible universes. Today's question is one that sounds impossible, magical, and maybe true. What if every time you make a decision, your brain splits reality into two? Let's start with physics. In the 1950s, a physicist named Hugh Everett proposed something that turned science upside down: the many-world interpretation of quantum mechanics. It says that every possible event that could happen does happen. Not just all in this universe. When you flip a coin, heads and tails both occur, but each outcome happens in a separate parallel universe. Now, here's when your brain comes in. If the universe really works that way, then your brain, which is made of quantum particles, might also be branching off all the time. Every choice, every thought, every spark of imaginations, you could be splitting reality into billions of versions, each with a slightly different you. It's like an infinite library of lives, and your brain is writing new paragraphs and pages with every decision you make. Now, let's imagine for a moment. You're in a room, two piano pieces on the music stand. You can only choose one, so you choose the first one. In that instant, your neurons fire, electricity flashes, and a decision is made. But maybe, in another branch of multiverses, you would have chosen the second one, and right now, that version of you is living out a slightly different timeline, hearing a different melody, and taking a different path. Some scientists think this idea could even explain free will. Your conscious mind feels like it's choosing, but your quantum brain might be exploring all possibilities, and you simply wake up in one of them. Think about that. Every time you imagine what could happen, your brain might be catching glimpses of real worlds where those things do happen. When you daydream, your brain could be traveling between probabilities, a kind of mental multiverse travel. But wait, if all those versions exist, why do you only remember one? Neuroscientists say that memory depends on physical connections in your brain, the way neurons wire and rewire as you learn. So each version of you in each world builds its own set of memories, slightly different from the rest. It's like your tree. Each branch grows its own leaves, its own story. But it all began from one seed, and that is you. Here's where things get even more mind-bending. Some physicists and philosophers think consciousness might not be locked inside one brain. They think it could be a quantum field, a kind of invisible web that connects all versions of you across universes. That means you're not just one person, you're an entire network of selves, all learning, feeling, and evolving in parallel. Maybe this is why imagination feels limitless, because somewhere everything you imagine is real. Maybe when you create, dream, or make art, you're tapping into a larger web, borrowing inspiration from your other selves. In a sense, your brain could be a cosmic radio, tuned to just one frequency at a time. But every now and then, it catches a whisper from another station, another version of you, humming the same song across infinity. So here's the question for today. If infinite versions of you exist, each making different choices, why does make your choices less important or more? Think about it. Maybe the fact that this version of you, the one listening right now, is aware of these possibilities, makes this universe special. Because this is the version of you that's exploring the mystery. This is the version that's curious. And maybe, in all the universes that exist, curiosity is the rarest and brightest light of them all. So next time you make a choice, big or small, remember, your brain might just be thinking in one world, it might be weaving new ones. This has been Brain Explorers. I hope you had fun and learned new things. Remember to stay curious, think beyond, and remember, every thought is a doorway into another universe. Bye for now!